Thank you for listening to the Grace Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you hear in today's message the love Christ has for you. As an Episcopal church, Grace has deep roots in the Anglican tradition, while also seeking to be a fresh and vibrant expression of this sacramental liturgical faith. We hope through the ministry of Grace Church, you will not only know the truth that God's love is for everyone, really no exceptions, but that you would also live out that truth in your life. Visit us online at www.graceyukon.org for service times and information about our ministries.
Jesus, let me be what you make of me, while you be what I love. Amen. Well, over the last couple of years, one of the ministries of Grace Church that I've loved the most, and one of the adult courses that we do here, is called Prayer School. And in Prayer School, we teach various traditions of prayer and teach people to create a prayer practice in their life. So we draw on the Anglican and the Benedictine traditions of prayer. We draw on the contemplative tradition of the church. And these rooted methods of prayer have been feeding people's spiritual lives and shaping their prayer lives for hundreds and hundreds of years. And drinking from that deep well of tradition has been instrumental in renewing the prayer lives of the dozens and dozens of people here at Grace Church who have gone through that course over the last 3 years or so that we've been doing it. I love it when one of our members, somebody who didn't grow up in the Episcopal Church at all and didn't know anything about the Book of Common Prayer before Prayer School, I love it when I see them post a collect on Facebook that was just so appropriate for the day, whenever it's going on. Or I love it when they mention to me in passing what they were reading in the daily office scripture readings. And you can tell that these practices are shaping them and are formative for them in their prayer life. In addition to techniques, though, and practices of prayer, we also talk a lot about a theology of prayer and just how we think about prayer and approach it and what we expect from prayer what we want to get out of it. And one of the big theological lessons at Prayer School is that prayer is not primarily about getting what you want. It's not about asking God for stuff, but it's about opening yourself up to God's presence and letting God form you over time from the inside out. Rowan Williams, the former Archbishop of Canterbury, he says that God loves being God. And so when you ask God into your life, into your presence, into your prayers, God can't help but show up, because God loves being God and God loves being present. And being in God's presence through intentional prayer shapes us over time, and it changes us. For one, we simply become more attuned to being in God's presence. It's like our spiritual radar for the divine increases. But that presence of God in our life also shifts our intentions, our desire, our heart. So drawing near to God helps cultivate grace in our lives. It cultivates patience and forgiveness and empathy and love. And I believe also that one of the fruits of prayer is that now and then, like looking through a lens, through prayer, God helps you to see things in focus in your life. It's not always the case. Plenty of times we see things fuzzy and terribly, but every now and then, I do believe that through prayer, God can open something up for you so that you can see something more clearly as how God wants you to see it, to see a situation, a relationship, a big decision, a direction in your life, whatever it may be. And I tell you that because one of our members is a recent Prayer School graduate over the last couple years, told me recently what happened to them in their prayer life over a pretty big decision that they were making. And it has an implication, I think, for all of us who love Jesus and love Grace Church. The setting was way back in January when this moment first happened. Does anybody remember January of this year? It was indeed only about 10 months ago. It seems like years, but it was only about 10 months ago that it was January of this very year of 2020. At that time, we knew nothing of COVID-19. Christmas and New Year's went off so well, and things were really off to a great start. But January 26th at 6:30 p.m. here at Grace Church in our parish hall, we had a church meeting. A first impression gathering. We had about 65 people in attendance in our parish hall, and we looked at the first sketches of our new building design for the new facility that we intend to build down the street. Brad Redden, one of our Bishop's Committee members, he shared a little bit about the process we used and the discernment process over the last year that we put into the design of the building. I shared a little bit about our hopes and dreams for this new facility and the ministry we wanted to see happen. All of us went around, we marked the different spots on the floor plan that we really liked and that energized us and we were excited about. There was great energy in the room, also great feedback, and some of that feedback we made modifications in the design and worked that into the design all from that process. But the next week I got a phone call, and a member of our church called me and said, "I wasn't really excited last week when I left the meeting." I said, "Yes, I noticed." And then they said, "I just kept thinking to myself, well, that's nice. Good luck to them with that, because I'm not going to support this. We don't really need this new building. Our current building is just fine." And they said that to me on the phone. And I said, "Okay." And then they said, "But you asked us at the end of the meeting to go home and to pray about it." And so I did. And this is a prayer school graduate. So when they said that, I was on the edge of my seat waiting to hear what happened. And they said, "I went home and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I woke up the next morning and I prayed a little bit more. And God spoke to me." Now I really wanted to hear what that God had to say. And so they said, "God said to me," self, their name, said, "so-and-so, get over yourself. Of course we need that building, and of course you need to be a part of it. I've got more in store for Grace Church." And so I just responded, "Well, thank God. That's what God said to me too." This member told me that, you know, in a week's time, they went from our first impression gathering and had changed their prayer, thinking that, yes, now the prayer, it wasn't about whether it was a good idea anymore. Now the prayer was about what their part was to play in this process, how they needed to respond. So a few weeks later, they called me again, and they said, "I've been continuing to pray about how I need to respond, and God gave me a number." And I said, "Okay, great." And they said, they shared the number with me. God was giving them a lot of good stuff in these prayers. But they shared the number with me, and it was 5 times what they give normally on a given year over that 3-year campaign timeline for us, the 36-month campaign period. It was 5 times what they give in a typical year beyond that gift. And they said, "I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but that's what I want to give." And they continued to pray. And a few weeks ago from now, I heard from them again. And they said that God had shown them a way of how they were going to work that into their budget, their finances, how they were going to make that gift possible. So over a couple months of dedicated prayer, this member of our church went from believing that this campaign was not necessary to giving a leading gift that we announced as part of our total of our lead gifts a couple weeks ago when we made that announcement. They made a lead gift 5 times their annual giving as a part of that number. I can't wait. Next week, we're going to share another number with you. But friends, I tell you all of this because prayer is central. This sermon series is called Generous Hearts. Generous Hearts is the third part of our rule of life here at Grace Church that we try to shape our ministry and our discipleship after. Authentic relationships, sacramental lives, and generous hearts. And we are now in a period of the life of our church where generous hearts is being called up. We're being asked to dig into that part in some very real ways. Generous hearts that are grounded in gratitude, revealed in prayer, and lived in faith. And this member's story reminds me that all of our generosity must be grounded in gratitude and revealed in prayer. None of us will know what God wants to do through us if we do not actually pray about it. In prayer, we open ourselves up to God's presence. We invite God in. And because God loves to be God, make no mistake, when we do that, God shows up. And God will show you a way. So just as Samuel was in the temple, in those days of Eli, when visions were rare, and Samuel heard that voice, just like that, we are being called by God now to listen to God's voice speaking into our lives. We've been asked to open ourselves up by praying the campaign prayer we've invited you to pray these last few weeks. God, what do you want to do through me? And in this season, when visions are rare, we still have a vision for where we want to go as a church. And regarding this campaign, I believe that everyone can play a part in it and has a part to play. We all have various financial capacities in this church, various life situations, but over the three-year term of the campaign, we can do a lot together. It will require, though, prayer and a giving plan. Just as I hope many of you have taken our Financial Peace University or that you have some sort of system that you have a monthly budget and a monthly savings plan, very important. Our faith, grounded in gratitude, also asks us to have a monthly and annual giving plan. Spending, savings, giving. Our faith asks us to give something to God's work in the world as a response to God's grace at work in our lives. And so now, for this campaign, we are all asked and invited by God to have a three-year giving plan, to extend out that giving plan a little bit so that we can see what we're going to give annually for the operating ministries of the church and what we will also give on top of that to this capital opportunity that is before us. And it's likely that our giving plan may adjust our spending plan for a couple years for some of us, but it all goes together because our whole lives go together as we give our life and labor unto the Lord, as Scripture says. But friends, beyond the financial aspect, this prayer, God, what do you want to do through me? I believe this prayer also invites us to ask God to show us other things that God may want to reveal to us and may want to invite us into. We need those listening ears like Samuel. Because this prayer is about our lives, it's about purpose, it's about vocation. So maybe God is calling you in this season to a new level of spiritual awareness, maybe a deeper spiritual life or a deeper spiritual discipline. Maybe it's a deeper involvement in a ministry of the church or a service, an outreach ministry to the community. Maybe God is calling you to go back to school and start a new career path. Several members of our church have done this during this year of COVID. Only you know what God wants to tell you. Only you will know. But I do believe as a church that God is inviting us to dream and to have visions about how this space will push us to grow our ministries, to grow our community, and our impact in the larger community. And in 3 years, 3 years from right now, Grace Church is going to be a very different church than it is today. We will continue to grow and to mature in our fellowship, our ministry, our numbers, our impact. We will look back about 2020 and say, what a crazy year. We don't want to relive that, obviously. But we'll also think about the people who were here at Grace Church in 2020. People who were gathered here. And we'll say thank God for people who are willing to step out in faith and pray and respond to God's call in their lives. Thank God that even in the midst of a pandemic, the faithful of Grace Church continued to spread seeds and have a vision for the future. Continued to dream dreams. And persevered by planting seeds for God's kingdom. Friends, continue to pray with us. Pray, God, what do you want to do through me? Pray about your part in this campaign and in the ministry of Grace Church. Please pray, because when we pray, God loves to show up. Because God loves to be God. And God reveals answers to our prayers. So speak, Lord. Your servants are listening. Amen.